any of your friends come around the house at night and make a lot of noise? And
they didn't shiver, they didn't fool with me.
Why not?
I was too aggravating at that time.
What would you have done to them?
I might have told them to go home. I'm afraid I would.
What was a shiver usually like?
Ooh, they had a lot of guns and bells and people just ringing them. Generally, thing they'd have cake made and they'd go in and eat cake if they had it and so on, you know, and go home.
How would you use the words up, down, or over talking about location? Like you say, last week I saw him, what, Alexandria? I saw him.
I don't get you.
Well, you say, last week I saw him, Alexandria. I saw him. You say, over at Alexandria or down in Alexandria?
Oh, yeah, down. You'd say down.
How would you say that?
I would say, I saw him down at so-and-so, you know, what was that?
Why would you say down?
Well, in two different ways. In my opinion, if it was south, it would be down. If it was north, it'd be up. I saw him up, or you saw him down. Up to a certain place, or down to a certain place.
What if you're talking about saying Natchez?
I'd say over at Natchez. Over.
Why over?
Why over? Because it ain't either south nor north. It's east, you know, or some way.
Mm-hmm.
Thing like that. I don't know why that makes it that way. I can't tell you about that, but it just happens that way.
Uh-huh. Say if there was trouble at a party, you'd say the police came and they didn't arrest just one or two of them. They arrested the
whole bunch.
Anything else you'd say besides bunch?
Gang.
And when young people go out in the evening and move around on the floor to music, you'd call that a
dance.
And if children get out of school at 4 o'clock, you'd say at 4 o'clock school
was over.
And after vacation, children would ask, when does school
start tomorrow?
And you go to school together. People go to school so they can get a good
education.
And after high school, you go to
colleges.
And after kindergarten, you go into the
grade school.
Which grade or class?
They go into the first. First. You know, you're talking about when the
uh-huh.
A little bitty kid, he comes out of kindergarten and he goes into the grade school. He goes into to work in his first grade.
Is that what they used to call it when you were in school, first grade?
I reckon so.
And if a child left home to go to school and didn't show up in school that day, you'd say he...
playing hooky.
Okay. Would you say that if he were in college?
Sure, it'd be the same thing.
And years ago, children sat on benches at school, but now they sit at
desk.
And each child has his own
desk.
And if you wanted to check out a book, you'd go to the
library.
And to mail a package.
Post office.
And you'd stay overnight in a strange town at a
motel or hotel.
And you'd see a play or a movie at a
picture show or high school or something.
Did you ever hear it called
theaters?
And if you had to have an operation, you'd go to the
hospital.
And the woman would look after you.
It'd be the nurse.
And you'd catch a train at the
railroad station.
And the open place in town around the courthouse is called the where the grass grows and all is the
around the courthouse? Courtyard.
And you'd say here in Catahoula Parish, Harrisonburg is the